Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mor and Imi Moraz, Isha Yichyu, or the schus Moshir ben Peshadina, and Lui Nishmas Reb Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna. And we have the very great schus of learning a tshuva of Agon HaTzadik, HaElokhi, Rav Arye Tzvi Frumer, the Kozhik Lover Rav, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Schachme Lublin, who was really Echad Yachid Umeyuchad in his G'oynus and Sitkus and Harbatis Torah, and Chaval al Da'avdin Velo Mishtakchen, was killed by the Nazis. And I have a Chiba Yisera to this Sefer, the Chubas Eretz Tzvi, which was miraculously saved from the Tophet, from the burning conflagration that was World War II. And we're zochet to have it today, Baruch Hashem. We thank Rabbi Mandelbaum from Bnei Brak, who put out a new edition. And in Simen Chof Aleph, one of the Kozhik Lover's focuses was, or foci, I guess would be the plural maybe, was finding Yeshuvim from Minhag Yisrael. In other words, sometimes you have a Minhag Yisrael, which doesn't seem so ayayay. Mashal, davening past this man, and well known Siddush innovation, not so popular among the those who don't, who are more. Gnomistic, more focused on keeping the strict letter of the law. Dina de Gemara is to daven bizman. Dina de Shulchan Aruch is to daven bizman. So the Kozhik Lover has a tshuva there, not telling you not to daven bizman, but trying to justify the custom, the prevailing custom among many Hasidim. He has a tshuva about not wearing tzitzis kashir. Various, I'm saying, what this sefer is, fascinating tshuvas, and just brilliant, tremendous brilliance, bekiyas, charifus, poilisha charifus with hamtsos, all of these innovative ideas. It's a pleasure. You know, it's not learned so much, I don't think, but it's not such an easy sefer. Today, a lot of times, you have titles, subtitles, footnotes, square letters, make it short and sweet, and a lot of things today, Sfarim today, they want their to be attractive to the modern reader. So we live in a Twitter generation, you have tens of millions of people who like to read one-liners. What does he say? What does he say? What does he say? And that's it. So for someone to sit and learn the Sefer of Rav Gustman, country say shiurim, where he just goes on and on and on, pages and pages and pages. So, very complex, profound Talmudic analysis. People don't always have the cup for that. But I have a special chiba dafka to learn those svarim in order to be makayim the amelis betara, and a little bit to lafuke what is happening in this door. Sometimes it's good to step out of it as much as we can. And Refirmer is definitely a good place to start if you want to rise a little bit above. Some of his tshuvas are more lengthy, some are more brief. There's a beautiful book review written in Rav Zevin's Sfarim Sofrim. You can read it there, a few pages, easy to read. Rav Zevin was a master, maybe the master, of characterizing Sfarim, Shitas, people. Rav Zevin was mashu. In any event, I would like to begin, and hopefully this will probably take us to Shiurim, and see what the Heiliger Kozhik Lover has to say. Kodesh Baruch Hu Yebezreinu. Zok the Heiliger Rav Arye Tzvi Frumer Hashem Yinkom Damo. Liyashiv minag kol Yisrael loymar kriyas shema baboker eitzel atahu afilu mispalel toch zman kriyas shema. So what's the pshat with the minag of the Jewish people to say Shema in the morning, when you say Lo'olam Yehi Adam, in the middle of Korbanos, before Korbanos, after Birchas HaShachar, what's pshat to say Shema, even if you're within Zman Kriya Shema? L'chore einu nochon lasos kein. Apparently what the Jew's doing is not correct. K'mashe kosev beis Yosef b'simen memvav b'shem haro'o. The nochon Yosef loymer Kriya Shema d'orais al seder brachos. It's much better to say Shema midoraisa with the brachas. How can you say it? How can you be kaim your mitzvah doraisa in a sort of bidyeved way? It seems sort of bidyevedic. Not only seems, it is bidyevedic to say Shema without brachas. So if that's b'di'evet to say, you're supposed to say with brachas, that's takanas chazal, so why not be makayim yedaraisa the correct way with brachas? So why are people saying it already in l'olam yehadam before you get to the brachas? Gam liyashe v'minik shetokim b'rosh Hashanah tashrat l'malchiyas, tashat l'zichroinis, tarat l'shofris, tesasri adodi. And also to be miyashiv the minug, that on Rosh Hashanah, there are those, today we don't do this, but there are those who blow tkiya shvarim tura tkiya for Malchias, tkiya shvarim tkiya for Zecharinus, and tkiya tura tkiya for Shofris. And it's a stira. So how can they do it that way? Right, it's which one is it? Either the correct trua is shvarim trua, shvarim or trua. But how do you do for Malchius one, for zichron is another understanding of the correct way to blow, and then a third blake of understand according to the third understanding for shofris. Is that kasher lavin? Siyamti eftach. With what I ended with, I'll open with. I ended with the Kiya Shofar question, so that's what I'll start with. B'toisis Rosh Hashanah, Gimel Amud Beis, V'harosh tamu al aminuk shetokim al seder abrochus, tashrat l'malchias, tashat l'zichroinis, Tarat l'shoifres, the Sasri Adodi, in Tosin Rosh Hashanah, and in the Rosh, they wondered about this strange custom that some people have. That when they make the brachas, I'll say to our brachas, in Shemoneh Esrei, when they blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, they first do Tashrat, Tkiya Shvam Tura Tkiya, for Malchias, then Tashat, Tkiya Shvam Tkiya, for Zechroinis, and then for shofars, tafra turit kitarat, kia turit kia. And that's an inherent contradiction. Dia perish trua gnuche gonach. If trua is groaning, gnuche gonach, imkein eno yotzi b'malchias, mishum demifske trua ben shvarm litkia. Kekushis ashas, al rabbi abo. If you the correct parish of shofris of trua is groaning, then you're not yotze in malchius, because there's a hefsek between the trua and the shvarim and the tkia, and that's taka the gemara's kasha. Rosh Hashanah Lama Dalit. B'chein en yotze b'shofres ima perish yilule yolil. If the parish is Genuchei Gonach, if the correct explanation of a teruah is a groan, is a shvarim. Then you're not in the yotzei shofras when they do tarat. Vima perish ilula yolil, and if the correct perish is crying, and a yotzei b'malchiyot v'zichronos. Then you're also not yotzei in malchiyos and zichronos, because malchiyos you did tashrat, so you stuck a shvarim in there, that's no good. And zichronos you did tashat, which is not yilulei yolil. So how can you blow tashrat for malchiyos, tashat for zichronos, tarat for shofros? If the correct parish is Genuchei Ganach, then you're not Yotzei Malchias and Shofros. And if the correct parish is Yilulei Yolil, then you're not Yotzei Malchias and Zichronos. Well, Aniyus Daiti Liyashev HaMinug says Moreno V'Rabbeinu, I want to be Miyashev, the Minug as follows. V'Aktim. So here he has, by the way, in the Sefer, he has a long footnote. So the footnote is hopefully will be a shir in itself. Hashem should be mizakias. So liyashiv v'minag aktim divrei gemara rosh hashanah tezayin. Lama tokenu meriim k'shem yoshvim, v'tokenu meriim k'shem omdim. Why do we do tkiya teruah? Why do we blow when we're sitting before musaf, and then we blow again when we're standing during musaf? I'll say to Reb Brachas. Answers the gemara k'dei la'arbev es esotin. In order to confuse Satan, Rashi says, "Shiyiru shemechabevin es hamitzvus." The son sees we have chibuv hamitzvus, so he's going to say, oy vey izmir. What am I going to do? Look at the Jews; they love mitzvus. It's going to chapet sitter. He's going to freak out, the son. So that's what we want to do. We blow twice. Toysin Rosh Hashanah, Lama Gimel Lama Bey, Sofir Masel Shir to her right. Vim Toymar Hanach the Yeshiva Hechi Nafik. What do you mean you're blowing twice? How are you Yotze the blowing when you're sitting? Hatanya Besof Pirkin, Kiyosu Bracha Shal Rosh Hashanah Vyom Kippur, Ma'akvim Zeze. We learn at the end of our parak that Kiyos and Brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Ma'akiv each other. Which means, l'chora, that you have to blow the shofar, I'll say the rabrachas. If you don't blow the shofar, I'll say the rabrachas, you're not yotzei. So what's pshat? You're blowing before musaf without brachas. Mazeh shaveh b'chla. Alma bidan tzlusa boi l'mevad. You have to do it during davening. Zoyzok tosis. And for tosis, lav pirchu, nishkin kasha, it's not a problem. The Afa gab the mashim and we talk perish a kunches din birch v'lo tak otak v'lo birch. Yev shaloi makim. The Tanya lekamen be beza yaris beechad toikim beechad mevarchim. Holich l'makim she toikim vein holich l'makim she mevarchim. So we once had a shir on this kasha. That Tosfos Rashi holds that it means that if you make brachas without tkiyas, you're not yotze. Tkiyas without brachas without tkiyas, no good. That's what it means, that they're ma'akev each other. But you can't say that's the pshat. Because we learn in the Braisa that if you have two cities, and in one they blow, and in one they make the brachas, the davening, you go to the place they're blowing. And you don't go to the place they're making the brachas. Blowing is the Raisa, brachas is the Rabbanan. You have a mission, somebody you blessed, made the bracha, and then he got a shofar. So it's mashma in these places. You're blowing without brachas. How are you going to a town that they're not making the brachas and you're just blowing? So you see, you blow without brachas. So Rashi's pshat that tkiyos that tkiyas and brachas are ma'akev each other cannot be correct. That if you don't blow, I'll say there are brachas, it's no good. Ma pitom? You see, you can blow without brachas. You see, mafurish. They're going to a place, they're not making brachas, you're just blowing. With now I'll say there are brachas. So what's pshat? Tkiyas makvah zezeh. Brachas makvah zezeh. In other words, you can't just do some of the tkiyas. You have to do all of them in order to be yotze. In order to be yotze, you have to do all the brachas, not just some of the brachas. But it's not pshat that you need both tkiyas and brachas. As long as you do the tkiyas properly, you're yotze even without brachas. That's Tosis pshat, Tosis understanding. And Ramele, we understand how could be yotze tkiyas demi yushav. Ain't a chinami, you're not making, it's not I'll say there are brachas. Because at least you're saying you're doing all the tkiyas. Fi Rashi, it's shver b'emet, but fi Tosis, not shver. So, frekt Rabbeinu lechora ein muvan kushis hatosis. Chora, Tosis, the question doesn't need to make sense. Deich nofik bimu dekiyas de miyushav, de menalu de yoitse, hamafurish bigamar de tokam rakla arbi vis a sudden. How are you yoitse and dekiyas de miyushav? The Gemara says you're just blowing in order to confuse sudden. So, how are you yoitse that? This is just a sudden confusing act. So Achlomer the Azli can beshita Sirashi Leil. So we have to say that Tosis here, Gait, Lafi Shita Sirashi on page 16b. The Irbu Vasotin Mishum Shiro Yisrael Machabavina Mitzvahs. That Lafi Rashi, the confusion of the sudden is because he sees us loving mitzvahs. The Yerushalmi says a different parish. V'svir le'edim lo'y nofik b'tkiyos elu ve'en aleim she'y mitzvah klal lo shayich b'zeh chibuv mitzvah k'even shu dover mutter upula b'te'ilah upula b'te'ilah. If you're not yotze and there's no she'y mitzvah, there's no chibuv mitzvah because it's completely superfluous and a meaningless act. What chibuv mitzvah can there be if there's no mitzvah? So Tosis is obviously holding that it is a mitzvah. Chibuv mitzvah, there's mitzvah here. Chabavin is a mitzvah. So it must be, there's a mitzvah. V'reisi b'sefer Avnei Nezer. Simen tof mem ches, if kotten vav. That's his Rebbe. The heilige sachet shever gon. Avram Bornstein, Zechet Tzadev Kodesh Levracha. Shapirish Tikamote and Osin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, Mishunemechse Kimaso Chinami Lehevich, Sheish Biyodo Lotzis Yidei Choyvedoi Raisa Durabonin Yachad. Umchalek Atkias Lishnayim, Miyushav, Yotze Yidei Chovos Doraisa, Rechel Say Durabroch, Choshib is the Machabiv and Mitzvah of Divrei Pichochem Chain. Says the Avnei Nezer, or as Chassidim called him, Avnei Nezer, that just like you don't make mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, you don't package it up mechaperayin in one maisa, two different mitzvahs. Look in the Talmudic Encyclopedia, Enos in mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, for more information. Why, as the Mefarshim say, it looks like a masa, seems like a burden for you. So too, if you could be yotze doiraisa and the Rabbanan together, don't split them up. So the tkiyas to meyushav, your yotze doraisa. I'll say the habrachas, your yotze de Rabbanan, and that's chibuv mitzvah. And the words of this wise man are filled with charm, as Rabbi Firmer says about his Rebbe's words. Ach, Rebbe, alberich darf if meg fregen mitar lano lekshut lekshot. Ach koshuli al ze. The Abbe Siyosef Barachayim B'Simin Memvov B'Shem Hara'ah Dein Lotzeis B'Kriya Shema She'omer B'Boiker Eitzel Atahu K'dei Loimer Kriya Shema Dei Reitzel Al Seder HaBrochus. Abbe Siyosef writes that you shouldn't be Yotze in the morning in Kriya Shema when you say in Loi Lim Yehodim, when you say Shema, in order to be Yotze Kriya Shema Dei Reitzel Al Seder HaBrochus. V'amaylom rinan hasam gam kein davi chibuv mitzvah k'shemachalek kriyash madoi reis drabonin l'shnayim. There also, Why don't we use the same logical construct? We want to split it up, the Daraisa and the Darabanan. First, you yotze the Daraisa and Loilim Yehi Adam. And then later on, you yotze the Darabanan, I'll say the Rabrachas. Just like the Davne Nizer says about Kiyas Shofar, let's say the same word about Kriyashma. First, you should be yotze the Daraisa. And then, Vaiter, you yotze the Darabanan, I'll say the Rabrachas. In Kriyashma. After Brichas Kriyashma. So if Davne Nezer is right, so then why are we warned by the Beis Yosef not to be Yotze Shema and Lolam Yehodam? Be Yotze there, your Doraisa, and then be Yotze later, your Dorabonan. Gam Koshe Kushi Satos Zal Rash, the Kiyosu Brachas Mak Vizu Azu, Im Kein Lono Fakal, but Kiyos Dem Yusha, Umachibu Vmitsu Yesh, Yesh, Kevin Dain Ben Mitzvah Kal, Vipula Vitela. And we also have a Kasha, Tos Kashan Rashi, that if Tkiyas Ubrachas Makvazuazu means that in order to be Yotze, your Tkiyas, you need to say them, I'll say the Rabrachas, and you're not Yotze at all, so what's the Chibu of Mitzvah? There's no Mitzvah here. It's time for naught. Vanira Levair Divrei Avnei Nezer, the Hod Tkiyas Ubrachas Makvazuazu Rashi, Humitam Shekasva Tosvas Sukkah. I want to explain the Avnei Nezer as follows. That Kiyos and Brachas are ma'akev each other, according to Rashi, is because of what the Tosus and Sukkah writes, the famous Tosus and Sukkah, on page 3a, Imasisa kein lo kiyamta submitsa sukkah miyamecha. That if you sit in a sukkah, against how the rabbis tell you, that you're sitting in the sukkah and your table's in the house, you were never mekayim mitzvah sukkah, because in order to be mekayim the mitzvah properly, Daraisa, you have to do it like the rabbis told you to do it. Dim chazal mitaknim ezet takana. That if the rabbis promulgate a certain decree, b'mitzvah daraisa in a biblical commandment, im eino osa ketikun chazal, eino mekayim a mitzvah, fil me daraisa. If you don't do it the way chazal tell us, you're not even mekayim the daraisa. V'ochinami, the chazal tikunu letko al seder abrochas. So too, Chazal were metaken to be tokeya al seder habrachas, and if you don't do it al seder habrachas, you're bechal not mekayim the mitzvah, because they told you to do it a certain way, and Chazal have the koach. You see the tremendous koach of Chazal that they can tell you that if you don't do it our way, you're b'chlam la yotze. Omnam, Chazal tiknu meikara b'tanai, dahinu dafka b'chever ir. Chazal made it tanai that this is only when you are in public. Aval shalo b'chever ir. But if you're not in public, eino tokei al seder habrachas. You don't blow al seder habrachas like we see later on in the Gemara. And therefore, b'yachid eino brachas ma'akvas atkiyas rak b'tzibur. When are the brachas ma'akev? Only b'tzibur. Only when you're davening b'chever ir in public. B'rabim. But not when you're davening b'yichidus. Yachid doesn't have to blow al seder habrachas. Matzinu ke'enze, tzibur chamer miyachid. We see another case where tzibur is more chamer than yachid in Megillah. Hakorei b'megillah k'suva ben k'suvim lo yatza. You read a Megillah that's written among other Megillahs, you're not Yotze. And the Gemara there concludes that's only B'tzibur, but B'yachid you are Yotze if the Megillah is written among other K'suvim, other Sfarim. Ayin Shah, Megillah 19b. And here also, Umiyushiv Kushi Zat Tosfos. So Faren for the Kash of Tosfos. Tosfos asked on Rashi. You Rashi say that Tkiyas are that Brachas are Makiv the Tkiyas. So how do we have a case that they went to blow and they weren't saying Brachas? You see, Mefurish not like you. You can have Tkiyas without Brachas. So the answer is very simple. The Mairi b'makom shetokim shelo b'chever here. It's talking about where they're blowing, not b'tzibur. If it's b'tzibur, einachanami, it's ma'akev. But if it's not b'tzibur, it's not ma'akev. And same thing with the mission that says that somebody made a bracha and then afterwards he got a shofar. First he made the bracha. So it's also talking about a case where he's b'yachid. Mashenkein b'cheveri, or it's ma'akev. So for Enfert Rashi's cash, Tosis cash on Rashi. When I'm near a daf b'chever here, the brachas makvas atkiyos haynu kishemivatel takonte de rabbanon b'shat nefesh kansu rabbanon. It would appear that even b'chever here, even b'tzibur, where brachas are ma'akiv the tkiyos, that's only when you're mivatel the takon of rabbanon b'shat nefesh with this chutzpah that you don't care. You display a lack of respect for chazal, the chatz v'shalom. There, a person isn't yotze. There the rabbis counsel him, like Prima Gadim writes and Tosis in Sukkah, that it's Dafka b'mezid. If b'mezid you eat, not like the rabbis told you, and your table's in the house, then you're not Yotze. But it's Dafka b'sha'at nefesh b'mezid. V'yesh koch b'edem lafkir mitzvah shalo l'gamrei. And the rabbis have the koach to be mafkir the mitzvah kava completely. Parentheses here, the Eretz Tzvi puts in a great chiddush. That's pshat with the ani ekra velo ate kama gedolim divrei chachamim. The Rabbi Shmuel says, "I'll read and I won't play with the candle." And then he was about to go bikesh lahatos, and he said, "Wow, how great is what the rabbi said lo yikra lo aner?" And Farshim asked, "What did he see? What's so great about lo yikra lo aner more than other divrei chazal?" So we could say that Rabbi Yishmael held that since the Torah guards you, even when you're not learning, certainly when you're learning, so it's not going to happen that when you're learning you're gonna adjust the candle. But when he saw that you can b'chas v'shalom be nichshal, so he explained, the rabbis were mafkia the mitzvah, and when they said lo yikra lo aner, they were saying that min haTorah you're not mekayim the mitzvah of learning b'chlam. And therefore the mitzvah is not going to guard you, and therefore you're going to come to be mate. He says, wow, look at how great the words of a chum are. They can even be mafkia mitzvah d'oraisa. Akopana, back to our and parentheses and brackets, and back to our story. Mashenken kshetokeh miyushev mitzad chibuv mitzvah v'dayto l'kayim achakach takonis chazal l'tkoyal seder abrochas b'vadei mekayim mate mitzvah d'oraisa. If you're going to do it right now, al chibuv mitzvah, and later on you want to do it kitakanas chazal al seder abrachas avadi your mekayim mitzvah, that's not shat nefesh. There's no reason to penalize you. The kan mistaber lomer tumer kain af the yachid yotze af belibir chosel im kain dal tzibur mekan yotze kol echad b'tayras yachid. See, it's mistaber to say that a yachid is yotze even without brachas, and therefore remove the tzibur. In other words, now you'll be yotze b'toras yachid. As when you're blowing, the tzibur has to do with al seder abrachas, and here it's not al seder abrachas. So here they're not being yotze b'toras tzibur. Here they're being yotze b'toras yachid. It's like the Turei Evans kasha. How do you say that a Megillah Ksuva Ben Aksuvim that B'tzibur lo yotze b'yachid yotze? So dal me hachad tzibur. So same said of it. I yotze b'toras tzibur. I yotze b'toras yachid. He gives a teretz there, but the teretz isn't shaykh to hear. So therefore, here they're yitziyotze, but taras yichidim, when they blow, kiyas to miyusha without brachas. But if they can be mekayim takanas chazal, and they're mevatel l'chi of their rabbanon, there's a knas, to be mevatel l'mitzvah l'gamre. But here, these are good people. They want to be mekayim takanas chazal, and they want to be read out the kiyas al-seidar brachas, and they also want to blow twice. So at least now, yerechinami, tzibur has to do it al-seidar brachas, but now, akopanam b'teres yechidim ner yotze. Shalom b'chever here. And then they blow a woman, I'll say they're at brachas. And there's no penalty because they're not bad people, they're good people. And with this, we can answer the kash of the Beis Yosef and our Chaim. The Yoser, mitzvah, shalom l'chavim, lotz tzidei chobasa b'kriya, shemar b'bokra, etzel atahu, k'dei loim b'kriya, shemar b'nois, I'll say they're at brachas, v'kana b'inu lehefotai, b'chibu b'mitzvah, m'chalik l'shnayim. So we ask the kash from the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that in the morning you shouldn't have kavanah to be yotze in lo yilam yeyadam your kriya shema, because better be yotze later. Why better be yotze later with shema la brachas? Why don't you do both? Be yotze now d'oraisa, and later I'll say d'arabrachas, be yotze d'arabonah. Just like we say, bye. Tkiyah shofar. The tkiyah shofar. You yotze the daraisa b'miyushav, and then you yotze aseh dar brachas later. The shiny yasim b'kriyashma, the b'amiras kriyashma b'bog, reinam chadish mumad. By Kriyashma, what are you gaining? Later on, you're going to be Yotze the Doraisa and the Durabanan. So what are you gaining now by being Yotze the Doraisa? There, but Yesh B'chal Masayim Mona. You're going to be doing Kriyashma, you mean Kriyashma with Brachas. So why do Kriyashma now and Lola Miyada? Ma'ir Vachta Bazit. Mashenkin, but kiyas da achakach, kshiyitka, I'll say to our brachas, and at kiyas batzmus and mitzvah, but say with our brachas, the chevy brachas makvas is at kiyas. The hata shetoki miyusha, but toris yichidin, etzum at kiyas mitzvah. Vim kenu legamre sub mitzvah chadash like amenu acharkach. Data bekai mitzvah to raise the betzum at kiyas, but toris yichidin. Vakach mitzvah abonim, but say with our brachas, but toris sibur. Ken Mashay Sata in Oisa Chagach, Mashay Sacha Chain Makaimata. Akin Shabi is Chibuv Mitzvah Bezeba Mashay Machal at Kiyas Torahs to Rabban Lishnaim, Vukafto Refer Pesiat Dishmai. $1 million for it. Here, you know why you want to do it twice? Because the Marviach. What are you Marviach? You're Marviach. That what you're doing now, you're not going to be doing later. What you're doing later, you're not going to be doing now. Now you blow me, you shove. You're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa b'toras yichidim. And later on, you're blowing as a tzibur with brachas. So these are two different mitzvahs. One is yachid. And when you're blowing out to yachid, you're mekayim d'oraisa. And later on, you're blowing as a tzibur, and now you're doing al seder brachas. So these are two different types of mitzvah. So that's the chibuv mitzvah. Mashen kain. Kriyashma, what are you gaining? There's no Torah tzibur for kriyashma, right? So you're reading kriyashma as a yachid, and you're doing the daraisa, and then later on, you're reading it as a yachid again. So it's the same mitzvah, so why not do the derabban and the daraisa together? Why not do the daraisa as the rabbis told you to do it? But here, it's a sug acher legamre. Here, as a yachid, you're blowing the daraisa. And then later on, you're blowing it b'toras sibur. So these are two different mitzvahs, do them separately. So if the word is enos and mitzvahs chavilas, that they shouldn't look like a burden, you should split them up, so it should really apply to both. But here we have a svar to be mechalik between Kriyashma and Tkiyah Shofar. By Kriyashma, We don't want to split it up. Don't be yotze when you're saying it alone. Because you're not going to gain anything by doing that. Just do the Daraisa and the Rabbanan together. But if it's two different mitzvahs, then do two different mitzvahs. And here there's going to be a gevaldik chibuv mitzvah. Blowing first b'tayres yachid and afterwards b'tayres tzibur. Alright, so Mirtz Hashem, we are Be'erech b'chatzi aderech, and if God gives us life and health and aligat zachin and simchas chayim and financial means and everything we need, Mirtz Hashem, anachnu namshich b'pam haba'a, and already we saw neflos, and we hope to see many, many, many more Mirtz Hashem in this coming shiur and many, many, many more shiurim that I hope to give in the future. Because it is pil'ot to learn this Rebbe. So please, please stay tuned. And I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.